Just when you think the day can't get better, we're giving away Caps tickets. Caller number 10, right now you win a pair of tickets to the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Game 4, Sunday, April 28th at Capital One Arena. Limited tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com. I'll be there. Maybe B will be there. The Caps play tonight, rooting them on. We'll be watching the NFL draft. Commanders have picks 36 and 40. I mean, Commanders are on the clock damn near right away tonight. You better
I'm on the clock damn near all day, too.
What is your schedule? What all you got to do?
I am on air at 5:30. Draft starts at 7, right?
Yes.
So every time they're
on the clock. I was
kind of
hoping it was 6.
Every time they're on the clock, we're on the clock.
Oh, man. Here's my only suggestion, and I may have casually mumbled this as I walked out, and Adam Peters may or may not have been listening to me. We got to trade out of 100, B. No matter what happens in Ashburn tonight, the number one priority should be trading out of the absolute last pick of Friday night.
Why?
Because it's the absolute last pick of Friday night.
So you want them to move it to tomorrow or
move
it earlier?
Move up. Use 100 to move up. Use 100 to move back. Just
okay, I have one question.
Get out of 100.
You think he's going to listen to you?
Absolutely not. Not a chance in hell. All right, let's hit these phones. You guys are in charge until 1:30 when Santana Moss joins the program. Anthony,
Landfill,
what?
Before JP do that, order yourself and Jeff and JP some. But JP leaving. Order you and Jeff some lunch. I got y'all.
Wow.
All right, thanks, B.
Oh, now you won't talk to me, huh, you little. Okay, good. I'm good. Go do it, dog.
Why'd you wait for me to leave?
I didn't wait for you to leave. You are leaving.
I got to get out there to meet Jaden.
Yeah, they got food out there for y'all. They got pizza.
No, we had pizza last night. Shout out to the Commanders PR. Last night we had pizza. Today, Chick-fil-A, baby. No complaints about Chick-fil-A. I'm also currently eating a Levin, what do you call the little joints that are like the pre-made PB&J circle things?
Uncrustables, they're delicious.
Currently eating an Uncrustable, Brian.
They were eating those last night, Landfill. That was like at the end of the thing, they had Uncrustables for people, apples, all this stuff. I guess just to later tonight, they were like, look, we're going to give y'all something to eat because everybody looked hungry as hell.
Now, Smart. This was before or after the fights?
Oh, no, this is in the media area. They had good food early, and then later on they had these snacks. And I was like, I don't want any of that crap.
Anthony is in Boyd's. Anthony, how fired up are you?
What's going on, fellas? Hail to the Commanders. I'm extremely fired up. I'm more psyched than psyched can be. Jaden Daniels, he's the guy. I mean, getting him last night, it completes the entire week. My brother and I were at FedEx on Wednesday getting season tickets. Congrats to him for graduating from 602. Tonight, I'm really looking forward to possibly taking two corners. Get away from the Legion of busted coverage. Get towards the Legion of Boom. I really want Kingsley Suamataia, but I'm not sure if he'll be there. But Kool-Aid and Cooper DeJean would be awesome picks.
I like both those guys. I don't know you go corner. And remember, Ron, unfortunately, just did that last year.
Yeah, we still need some people to block.
Folks, there's a big split in the scouting community on Suamataia. So that's just one thing to keep in mind. I do, however, Anthony, need to compliment you on the Legion of Busted Coverages. That's a funny name, and
that's
hopefully it goes away.
Thanks, pal. Hopefully it does go away.
Hey, man, I got some picks for you from Lamont Jordan later on.
All right.
Lamont has been scouting. He say you got to go for some big offensive linemen, brother.
Yeah, I like the kid from Yale. Big K is what I call him. I think Kieran.
Yeah. Kieran.
Adabachi.
I'm Big Kieran A.
Big K.
K-A.
Big K.
Big K-A.
Is what I like to
we
call
go Big K-A.
Yeah.
He talked about Blake Fisher.
Yeah. Blake Fisher's from Notre
Kingsley,
Dame.
Who you just talked about from BYU. Morgan and also Paul.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Patrick Paul, his older brother's Chris Paul that's already on the roster. I think Roger Rosengarten is absolutely a name you could hear the Commanders say. Listen, I get that they missed kind of this first wave of tackles, but that doesn't mean you still can't find the right guy. B, correct me if I'm wrong, was Joe Jacoby undrafted?
Undrafted, and Coach Gill thought he was a defensive tackle.
Right. He worked out
pretty
well.
And he only played double-digit years and was mauling people.
And should be in the Hall of Fame.
And should be in the Hall of Fame. Yeah, there you go. I was coming with it.
Oh, I don't know. Landfill, get your finger on the dump button. Wildcard Scotty's on the line. Scotty, how you feeling this morning?
What's happening, Phil? What do you mean on the dump button? When have I ever given you a reason to be nervous?
Every time we see you?
Oh, come on now. Maybe. Man, for all the people that aren't excited and hyped for this kid, man, come on. I don't know. I don't get it. But I think this kid's going to do wonders, man. I think you guys got a winner.
All right, man.
I don't know.
We appreciate that.
I'm thinking offensive line, there's a kid out of West Virginia, Frazier. Kind of – he plays center guard. I think he'd be a nice fit. He's kind of like a Swiss Army knife.
Hey, Scotty.
Kind of like me.
Yes, sir.
While we've got you – why are you ducking Jeff? Apparently you owe him $20 and are just ducking him right and left.
Listen, no, I'm not ducking Jeff. I told him to come down. You know, me and my wife, I don't have any monetary devices to pay. I don't have Cash App or any of those things. You know, my wife controls everything. But
smart woman,
Jeffrey,
bro.
What'd you say?
Smart woman.
Oh,
leave that in your hands. You better send all that damn money out.
You don't even know. But,
Scotty, get off the radio before you get yourself in trouble, dude.
Yeah,
thank
bye,
you for the
Scotty.
Call.
I'm 100. She got cameras
go
on every
Go make some more damn bugs
goodbye,
yourself.
Dude.
Get off the
goodbye.
Damn radio.
Goodbye. We got Drew. Eastern Shore Drew on the line. Drew, how fired
Drew.
Up are you?
I'm ready to raise hell. You know, I think this is good. I also really like how they did it. You know, I had a mentor when I was first starting my career, and he said, when you compete, you don't want to lose because of the things you didn't do. And so, you know, and the message would be thorough. And I think just from the press conference and what you just talked to Adam Peters, the thoroughness really impressed me because I think that bodes well for the future. And then I'm ready for the cap tonight. So where's a good place to have a Red Bull and Scotty's pregame?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Hey, somewhere close to the stadium.
Yeah, I mean,
what I'm asking.
Can't go wrong with Clyde's. It'll probably be jumping
Clyde's
in
cool
there,
for
but
you
you're right,
right
next door. The District D is actually pretty cool, too. I always thought District D was like more of a – it's kind of just a bar. Like, you can go in there. I don't know. Have fun, Drew. Rock the red. Go Caps. Thanks, pal.
Rock the red. Rock the red and hail yeah.
Everybody, a lot of hail jokes and not like the stuff that comes out of the sky.
H-A-I-L.
H-A-I-L. Land fail. Phone lines continue till 1:30.
That was a little weird right there.
Yeah, it was. That didn't land. Yeah. Santana Moss joins us at 1:30.